Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, the 1st of June 2022, is Don Dunstan. Donald Allen Dunstan, the 21st of September 1926, the 6th of February 1999, was an Australian politician. He entered politics as the member for Norwood in 1953 at age 26, became leader of the South Australian branch of the Australian Labour Party in 1967, and was Premier of South Australia between June 1967 and April 1968, and again between June 1970 and February 1979. In the late 1950s, Dunstan became well known for his campaign against the death penalty being imposed on Max Stewart, who was convicted of rape and murder of a small girl, opposing then-Premier Thomas Playford Faure over the matter. During Labour's time in opposition, Dunstan was prominent in securing some reforms in Aboriginal rights and in Labour abandoning the White Australia policy. Dunstan became Attorney General after the 1965 election, and replaced the older Frank Walsh as Premier in 1967. Despite maintaining a much larger vote over the Liberal and Country League, LCL, Labour lost two seats at the 1968 election, with the LCL forming government with support of an independent. Dunstan responded by increasing his attacks on the Playmender, convincing the LCL into watering down the malapportionment. With little change in Labour's vote but with the Playmender removed, Labour won 27 of 47 seats at the 1970 election, and again in 1973, 1975 and 1977. Dunstan's socially progressive administration saw Aboriginal land rights recognised, homosexuality decriminalised, the first female judge appointed, the first non-British governor, Sir Mark Oliphant, and later, the first Indigenous governor Sir Douglas Nicholls. He enacted consumer protection laws, reformed and expanded the public education and health systems, abolished the death penalty, relaxed censorship and drinking laws, created a ministry for the environment, enacted anti-discrimination law, and implemented electoral reforms such as the overhaul of the Legislative Council, the upper house of parliament, lowered the voting age to 18, enacted universal suffrage, and completely abolished malapportionment. He also established Rundle Mall, enacted measures to protect buildings of historical heritage, and encouraging arts, with support for the Adelaide Festival Centre, the State Theatre Company, and the establishment of the South Australian Film Corporation. However, there were also problems. The economy began to stagnate, and the large increases to burgeoning public service generated claims of waste. One of Dunstan's pet projects, a plan to build a new city at Monarto to alleviate urban pressures in Adelaide, was abandoned when economic and population growth stalled, with much money and planning already invested. After four consecutive election wins, Dunstan's administration began to falter in 1978 following his dismissal of Police Commissioner Harold Salisbury, as controversy broke out over whether he had improperly interfered with a judicial investigation. In addition, policy problems and unemployment began to mount, as well as unsubstantiated rumours of corruption and personal impropriety, and strain was increased by the death of his wife. His resignation from the premiership and politics in 1979 was abrupt after collapsing due to ill health, but he lived for another 20 years, remaining a vocal and outspoken campaigner for progressive social policy. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 008 UTC on Wednesday, the 1st of June 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Don Dunstan. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.